The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
An on-duty Camden County police officer fighting for his life in the hospital at Cooper University Hospital. He was stabbed in a grocery store, unprovoked. We're still looking into that, but many prayers for him as he's in critical but stable condition. And then also in York, Pennsylvania, a steady stream of local residents arriving in front of the West York Police Department to pay their respects to Andrew Duarte, the officer killed over the weekend in that horrifying hospital shooting. And we're learning more and more about this young man, just turned 30, and his life story, and so many saying that he saved so many lives. So I'm honored, of course, this morning to be joined, to have his mother join us, Nancy Duarte Mataris. I know that you visited that memorial, that it means a lot to you. I can't even imagine. There are no words that I can express to you as a mom of boys, Nancy. Thank you for being here today.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
So first of all, it's important that we know that we pay tribute to your son, his life. And this morning, as I'm reporting live from Philadelphia, Nancy, there are still people, and this has gone viral on social media, just talking about what a hero he was, how many lives he saved. And they're thanking him as he's in heaven now, but they're crediting him with saving so many lives.
Yeah, that's what I've been told, that the actions of Andrew and the other officers there on scene that participated really did save a number of lives, not only the ones who were being held hostage or who had already been shot, but others in the hospital. Who knows where it would have gone or how it would have gone.
What do you want people to know about your son, the situation? I imagine you seem like somebody that I'm hearing talk that even they want to set up maybe a foundation in your son's name or raise funds and awareness. So take me through what you want us to know.
Oh, my goodness. So Andrew is my only child. Oh. Forgive me. He had a warrior. I've said it to other people. He had a warrior heart. It was his personality to be the one running in to something serious and dangerous, which is why he went into policing in the first place. I do know that Andrew is with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior in heaven, which gives me comfort, great comfort. I know that the Lord has used Andrew in a mighty way throughout his entire police career, both in Denver as a DUI enforcement officer, as well as here in York, and his final act of service to the community in saving other people's lives.
And Nancy, we're praying for you, and you're such a strong mom. I know that you were talking over the weekend to different news outlets. We just appreciate you that you would speak about your son. It's kind of a strange thing, but I'll just say it like this, that in many ways, it's so important that we remember and honor your son, now a hero in heaven, Andrew Duarte. And just moving forward, what do you want or hope? Do you believe that any good can come from this as far as awareness about whether it's supporting our law enforcement, whether mm-hmm. it is in a hospital community providing better security? Mm-hmm. What do you see in the future to try to bring some good out of this? Or what would Andrew want?
Mm-hmm. I think he would be amazed at the outpouring of love, support, honor, et cetera. You know, people that never knew him don't know us. Mm-hmm. The messages on social media, and I can't say that I've read everything, but, you know, the things that I see that I've read, I mean, it's just incredible, the support, and I'm very grateful for that. There was been a time in recent history where the police were not being supported, mm-hmm. and that was frightening for me as a mother of a police officer during those times. In the not too distant past. So I'm grateful to see that perhaps we've come out of that somewhat, to see that people do really appreciate the sacrifice, and it's the ultimate sacrifice for some, my son, and other sons and other daughters who have also paid the ultimate sacrifice, that people are really appreciating their work and their devotion and dedication and willingness to give up their lives for others.
And I imagine... And
forgive me, I don't remember the second question you asked me.
No, that's... Well, I imagine for Andrew, so, you know, part of this is, I know he was in Denver for 5 years, but I'm sure that, I mean, I have girlfriends whose sons actually were here in Philadelphia working in law enforcement, and left the Philadelphia police force during that summer of 2020. It was a violent summer for our local law enforcement. They left.
Yeah.
For Andrew, why did he stay in law enforcement despite, you know, what the defund the police movement and all of that?
Yeah, that was really rough. It was very hard. But I think just because of who Andrew is, you know, that deep inside, you know, spirit, I think he had a real drive to get the bad guys. I don't know if that's okay to say,
yeah.
But I think he had a real drive to do that, to get the bad guys. And I'm not saying that his work in Denver, you know, the people that he arrested and things were bad guys, but I just think in general, that is what drove him.
Yes.
And he came back to Pennsylvania to be near me after that summer of 2020 and into 2021. I really wanted him home near me. And so he left his position in Denver and moved back here to Pennsylvania in 2022. But he stayed in law enforcement.
Well, Nancy, do you know anything more about the suspect or the motive? Have police, you know, shared anything with you?
They have not. Okay. No. I only know what has been spoken about at the press conference that the governor gave and the other gentleman. Forgive me, I don't remember his name, but I did speak with him. But he did all of the talking, or a lot of the talking, at the beginning of the press conference. Where he detailed out the actions of the individual. So I don't know anything more than that. They haven't shared more information than that.
Well, Nancy, I hope that we can keep in touch. We do a lot here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT supporting our law enforcement. It was just in an event over the weekend, you know, the families behind the badge. And so we support you, and we're thinking about you, and we just hold you up in prayer during this time, Nancy.
We really do appreciate the prayers. We need them.
Aww.
It's going to be a very long and difficult road.
Aww. Nancy Duarte Medeiros, what a great mom. You know, you want to honor your son even amid all of your grief and just with a broken heart. Thank you, Nancy.
I loved him dearly. He was a joy every day of his life. We were very close. I will miss him greatly for the rest of my life.
I know. Well, obviously, you were just the love of his life, the fact that he moved back here just to be close to Mom. So we'll keep you in our prayers, and I know Andrew's in heaven, you know, holding you up in his, too.
Thank you so much. Aww. I appreciate your time.
We'll keep in touch and keep following you, Nancy. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thank you.
God bless you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.